talked with state legislators, with city officials and county officials, and the general agreement is that they want either a public vote or a legislative vote on extending the bonds. Is the momentum behind that is going to require for that to happen, for this, the public financing to go through?
Well, I mean, I've always said that if votes were necessary, then those votes would occur. I mean, as we work towards the finalization of this, we'll look at it. But the legislature gets to vote every year on all proposals as far as expending money, and they have voted for many years in a row for the funding for the dome that exists right now. So the bottom line is, when you appropriate money, though, they have their chances and their obligations in those situations. They've been both from back into the early 90s when that measure was originally done. They have had that point to be involved.
Do you think a vote would pass either in the legislature or citywide to extend the bonds?
Well, you know, I think that we have made a very compelling case as we move forward towards getting to finalization in the coming weeks and months of the proposal here, that area of the riverfront needs to be reformed, that you have 53 buildings there, only three of which are occupied, that this is a significant chance for St. Louis to redo that riverfront in an iconic, positive way and stay an NFL city at the same time. And so that is why, as we've moved through the various steps of this, we have kept in, I've kept in focus, and everybody working on it kept in focus, is the six original benchmarks that I laid out from the very beginning. No additional taxpayer, no tax, you know, no additional taxes. The focus on making sure we're getting revitalization, the ability to stay in an NFL city, the taxpayer protections that we've talked about throughout the entirety. So I think that as we'll move forward, we're going to continue to hone this to get to the best deal possible. But it's one that I think that the public, when they see that and the economic development opportunities here, not only the over 1,500 jobs a year construction-wise to build it, but also ultimately the redoing of that riverfront that'll allow an area that is not developed now, and quite frankly, eroding in a lot of ways, to be a great cornerstone for the economic future of the region.